This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hour two of the KE Report, chatting KER politics right now, starting out with Charlotte Cuthbertson from the Epoch Times. Charlotte, I have to tell you, you're getting to be quite the feature back there. The latest paper that I got had you doing two, not one, but two front page stories. Congratulations.
Thanks, Al. Yep, a couple of important topics for you.
Couple of very important topics here. I want to talk about the one about opium, for lack of better terms, and opioid addiction. The thing that I find interesting about that is my knowledge is somewhat limited, other than to know that it is a very serious problem. Epidemic proportions in Seattle, Washington, which is my town right down, a couple hours down the road from where we live right now. Very, very serious problem. What I find to be interesting about it, Charlotte, is the fact that a lot of people seem to get addicted to opioids as a result of prescription drugs.
That's correct. Actually, 80% of heroin users start their addiction through prescription kit pills, and most of them get their first prescription pill from a friend or family member. So get people who get addicted by having, say, an injury and their doctor prescribes them. But then also they might have some left over, so a friend or family member's feeling bad, they pass it a pill on to them, and that might just be the pill that gets that person hooked.
Well, I got to tell you, my experience with painkillers has been very, very negative, so it was never a problem with me. They make me sicker than a dog. Let's talk a little bit about the overall problem. First of all, starting out with the area, I guess it's outside of D.C. or is outside of New York where you're based, is one of the hottest areas in the country when it comes to this type of addiction. Is that correct? And if it is correct, where exactly are we talking about?
Sure. Well, just nationally, actually, the preliminary numbers came out for drug overdose deaths from 2016, and it's up 23% from 2015, which was already record highs. So we're talking 64,000 people dying last year of drug overdoses. And the area that I spent some time was Montgomery County, Ohio, actually. And that county has the unfortunate burden of being the worst county in the country for overdoses. I spent a bit of time with the deputy sheriff on the beat. We started the day with a dead body and we ended the day with two overdoses, and it's horrendous.
So it was not exactly what I would call a pleasant experience for you, but really quite an eye-opening experience, I would imagine.
Very eye-opening. And we had an interview with the sheriff at the start of the day, and just to get an understanding of what he's dealing with, he has fewer resources and he just cannot make a dent in this problem. It's getting worse. Cartels from Mexico are just bringing in more and more of these synthetic opioids now, fentanyl and carfentanil. You need such a tiny amount of that for it to be fatal. And so the overdoses are just skyrocketing now.
One of our listeners asked on the blog the other day, what did I, Big Al, think about the effectiveness of the war on drugs? And I said at the time, and I would have to stand by this today, I think the war on drugs has really been a failure in the sense that it obviously hasn't really stopped anything, number one. And number two, I think it's been very negative for drug users themselves. How do you feel about that?
Problem's getting worse. Yeah, it's not really, nothing has really turned the tide yet. And I think there is a bit of a misconception where people, you know, they say, oh, well, it's their choice to take drugs. It's a little bit more complicated than that, I think. After spending some time with some people who are recovering, they may have, as a, you know, 15-year-old kid, taken an Adderall at a party, and that's it. They're descending into hell for years on heroin and every other kind of drug after that. Now, you know, it is a little bit more complicated. You can't say, oh, you just made a really dumb decision when you were 15 and took that one pill. some people have injuries and their doctors give them painkillers. You know, they trust their doctor, now suddenly they're hooked on something. So these opioids, they don't discriminate. And I think, you know, we sort of have to really come at this with a lot of compassion and just try and turn it around. But it's going to take a lot to turn it around from every sector.
You know, what's interesting, we talk a lot about the show, about the progression of drug use being somewhat different from the direction of alcohol abuse, for an example. In drug use seems to be going from the direction of, well, you start out with something that appears to be benign and now very legal in most of the United States, called marijuana. But you know, smoking pot and where you get pot, whether it's from a, you know, a lawful source or whether it's from an unlawful source, it really seems to be opening up a Pandora's box in the sense that a lot of people seem to think that, well, you know, pot's okay, and if it's okay and it's not illegal, why not try something a little better? Kind of like, you know, beer's fine, but I like fine wine better, and then you go from there to cheap gin, et cetera, not necessarily the cheap gin, but, you know, that's how alcohol abuse really starts. Do you see that same trend, Charlotte, going on perhaps in the usage of what used to be called illicit drugs and to an extent still are?
I think so. You know, the sheriff talked about how, you know, at kids' parties these days, it's not uncommon to see cocaine and prescription pills, whereas, you know, as he was saying back in the day, you know, you might find some ditch weed and that's about it. So just the whole culture has changed around drugs, and it's just very easy to access. And people, I think, don't have the education about how easy it is to get hooked, especially on these opioids.
And that's really kind of frightening to me. I mean, you know, the alcohol situation is dangerous. There's no question about that, but the statistics prove that about 20% of people who drink alcohol have a problem. Then again, by the same token, I would have to say, I can't speak for marijuana. I always just enjoyed beer a heck of a lot more, but I know for a fact that other drugs are not, the percentage of problematic and necessary usage among users is much higher than 20%. I would guess that with heroin is probably somewhere around, what, probably 100%. That sounds kind of dramatic, but I would think that's probably a reasonable assumption. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that if you're shooting up heroin, you've got a problem. You know, it's not really a recreational type thing like people, you know, drink alcohol for in a social occasion. It's a bit beyond that.
You know, I want to talk about a case that you wrote about a woman who basically recovered from heroin addiction. I had a friend in university who also recovered, but I have to say it was not an easy task for him. I guess the one thing that I'd like listeners to think about, and I would like you to opine on during in the next segment, and I suppose we could start right now, but that is, in reality, why are doctors prescribing opioids when they see the danger here? Any comment on that?
I haven't done enough research about why this is the case. Obviously, there's going to be money involved, and I think the pharmaceutical companies, Purdue and so forth, have done an amazing marketing job. And so that's where I would start with looking into that. And then I think also, like, you know, I discussed with the sheriff, you know, America kind of has this culture where if you're in pain, take a pill. So there's also sort of this thing where people, I guess, don't treat pain as something that, you know, you can just sort of, it's part of the healing process, and, yeah, and the pain threshold is very low here. So I think that's part of it too.
I think that's 100% correct. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Charlotte Cuthbertson chatting more about this problem in the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Talking about a major problem in the U.S. is if we didn't have enough right now. You know, we've got a tremendously divisive society. We have more and more violence in our society. We have governmental issues in the sense that, in my opinion, that the government's doing some things around the world that are probably wrong. Now, to add to that, on the home shores, we've got a huge opioid problem. Charlotte has written about that in a couple of articles in the Epoch Times. Charlotte, the article that you wrote that caught my attention was probably the more recent of the two, and that had to do with the woman who you followed her historically in her recovery from utilizing opioids. Let's talk about that story.
Sure, yeah. April, who is only 22 now, you know, she was at a party and she had an Adderall, which is a drug for Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, something happened, you know, and boom, she knew from then that she was addicted, really. She started taking more and more drugs. And by 17, she was using heroin intravenously.
Hmm.
And it just, you know, from then until now, it's just been this huge journey for her, you know.
You mentioned her, you mentioned her mother in the article. Don't mean to cut you off, I apologize, but you mentioned her mother. Her mother was very, very supportive. I'm not sure that support would be mimicked in a lot of other cases.
Yes, I think her mother, because she had an alcohol and cocaine problem years ago, and I think that probably helped her understand recovery and how long it takes and how many times you have to try. And I think she just did not give up on April. And she also, beyond that, she realized how little help there was out there for parents who had children and loved ones who were addicted to opioids. And so she started a support group, and which has grown and thriving now in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both of them have just really turned this thing into something inspirational and so helpful for other people. I went to one of their meetings, actually, Families of Addicts meetings while I was in Ohio, and it was just really great to see these people. Addicts were there, non-addicts, people who were recovering, grandparents who are now looking after their grandchildren because the parents are addicted. It was just this really supportive group, and I think, you know, we need more and more of that.
We definitely need more of that. You need family support. What I have to wonder about, and I guess where I would like this conversation to go right now, is when you have the amount of family support, for example, that April had, when you have the amount of family support that my friend in university who was hooked on heroin had, you know, the outcome oftentimes has a better chance of being positive than negative. But in the case, you know, I guess I would have to say of some of the ghetto children, and when I say children, I mean minors, you know, up to the age of 21, and even let's stretch it, 23, 24, they don't have that parental support, Charlotte.
Right. And as I said earlier, addiction doesn't discriminate, and this is just hitting every facet of society at the moment. And you certainly have a lot higher chance of surviving if you've got that lifeline.
You know, I guess the question that I would ask, because I had my first experience with painkillers, and I can't remember what it was, but I think it was Darvon, if I'm not mistaken. It was a number of years ago, and, you know, it was not what I would call necessarily a positive experience for me. It wasn't really negative, because using the Darvon, when I went to bed, you know, I just basically fell asleep, and to me it wasn't something that really got me particularly loaded or whatever. All it did was take the pain away. But in how many cases are people who get hooked on opioids because they're using prescription drugs, how many times does that happen? What percentage of prescription drug users would you guess actually get dangerously hooked?
Well, the percentage is actually very low, but because so many people, I was reading that 2 million people in America are abusing prescription drugs. So even if the percentage is low, you've got a horrendous number of people who are addicted and then will turn to heroin and so on and so forth.
You know, I guess a question that I would ask is, we have a lot of, I believe, outside sources, and I'm not a black helicopter guy. I am not a conspiracy theory guy. I think everything is explained. But, you know, there are those people who would believe and who really are adamant that they feel that a certain force is trying to take over the United States, that force being active, for example, in dividing up society, you know, most recently as exhibited by the NFL protests, etc. You know, they take that, they blow it way out of proportion, and at least I believe they do. But I really have to wonder, in terms of medical addiction, I mean, how is it really far-fetched to say that, you know, maybe it's easier to prescribe those drugs because somebody wants them prescribed in an easier manner? I don't know. What do you think? I'm throwing you way out there. Sorry.
It's okay. I think, you know, doctors find it very easy to write the prescriptions. I think it's changing a bit now because there's a lot more scrutiny on doctors, but, you know, you used to be able to walk in without any patient care and for $50 walk out with any prescription you want. And the Attorney General, he's really sort of put a focus group on that to look for fraud and prescriptions at the moment, but a lot of the damage has already been done.
Yeah, interesting point. You know, we've only got about 2 minutes left here. I would just want to ask you one general question about the direction that the Epoch Times is going in. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, and I'm certainly not doing that. I have noticed a real interesting trend in the paper because I happen to read it virtually cover to cover ever since I subscribed to it. I find a lot of very insightful information in the Epoch Times on political issues, and I also find it those issues to be very, very unbiased. For example, you wrote you run an article that was in the same issue as the one we were talking about today, and that article was on immigration, had to do with the specific title with DAC ending pressure turns to Congress. I thought that was a very well-balanced article. But, you know, you're not unique in that sense. An awful lot of your colleagues are writing along the same lines. Is that just coincidence, or was that a decision on the part of the editorial board?
Well, we're just really trying to cut through the noise, and we're really just trying to report on what's actually happening, read the executive orders, the bills, and report on that, and then let the reader come to their own conclusion. It becomes quite difficult, actually, to cut through that noise because there is a lot of it today.
There is a lot of it. You know what? We're out of time, and I apologize. We're out of time.
No problem.
We're going to get you and your colleagues back in the future to talk about this issue. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Here we are in KER Politics, second hour of the KE Report. We've got a really interesting political segment here. We're going to talk, among other things, about the protesting that's going on in the United States. Chatted about it last, I believe it was Tuesday, with Dwight Moore, industrial psychologist. You know, we set a record for a Tuesday, which is normally a slow day in terms of comments on our blog. We got about 150 comments on Tuesday on that one. Obviously, some real interesting opinions on that. I am chatting right now with a gentleman who is the originator of an organization called Surveium USA. He is also a filmmaker. He is also an author, Jason Jones. Jason is, talk about a remote. Jason is in Hawaii right now on his way to the mainland, probably the day after we record this. But we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with this protesting situation. I have an interesting view on that, and I want to go on record as saying I think that it's the wrong forum, but I have to say that it sure as heck is being effective. First of all, your thoughts, Jason.
Well, yeah, I think that, thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man.
And as, you know, somebody who has been very involved in the life of my community at the local level, I've run political campaigns from the State House to the White House, and I also am very active in caring for my neighbors without homes in my neighborhood. I think it is very important to be involved in the life of your community, to work to seek to find answers to problems. And if your local police, if you're having a problem with your local police and police brutality, that should be addressed where the problem is at the local level. But the social justice warfare, cheap grandstanding, this theatrics, this trendy theatrics, it accomplishes really nothing. I don't understand. I think it was a mistake for President Trump to engage these, you know, celebrity athletes. I shouldn't say it was a mistake. I don't think it's good for America. I think it was a genius politically. And the man is a genius. you now have a Republican, and full disclosure, I'm a conservative Republican, very active in the party. But you have a Republican who's figured out how to jujitsu identity politics and publicly embarrass the left. I mean, he's got the left in mass celebrating, disrespecting the flag, and I wonder if by Christmas he'll have them stepping on the cross.
You know, I have to say, I think that there is a lot more to Donald Trump than meets the eye. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. And the reason I say that, Jason, is I think that he has really accomplished something with the way he came out about this issue, and he really got the ire up of the right, and he really got the ire up of the left, and I think what may be accomplished as a result of that, and I'd like your opinion, obviously, is I think the fact of the matter is that he is very definitely going to cause some serious discussion on this issue. So, if that's the case, I think it'll be a win-win for America. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, what we're discussing isn't problems in our local police forces. And it's interesting because most people, when you talk to them, they love their local police.
Mm-hmm.
It's this idea that the police somewhere are so bad. You know, the national anthem isn't the Trump anthem or the anthem of the government of the United States. It's the anthem of the people of America,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the Puritans to the Native Americans to the descendants of the Irish immigrants of the 1870s to the Jewish emigres of the 1920s from Eastern Europe. This is who makes up America, our big, beautiful, diverse nation. And our nation is not our leaders. Our nation is not our government. Our nation is the people of America.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't stand for the national anthem, and as an infantry veteran myself, my son is deployed overseas in a combat zone right now in these combat arms. And my father is a veteran of the infantry. My grandfather fought in Korea in World War II. And I know what... And I know how people are sacrificing and have sacrificed. And, you know, I would like a discussion on, you know, are there problems with our police forces in local communities? But they should be in the local communities. If there's a problem in St. Louis, the people of St. Louis need to address that problem. I don't see how an athlete taking a knee on a Sunday creates any light for the problems they say they're addressing. It creates a lot of heat, but I don't see a lot of light. And people feel better. The social justice junk food makes people feel like they're doing something, but they're not doing anything. It's the community activists, the church leaders, the business leaders, and the local communities who are waking up at 6 in the morning to attend meetings at 7 a.m. at the local cafe with other leaders, who are raising money, who are engaging with the young people in their community. These are the people we should hold up. And this is happening. Well, look, we're a beautiful nation. We've never been more united. In 1950, you couldn't say that the vast majority of Americans were committed to what was best for everyone's child. We still had segregation. Today, you can say that the vast majority of Americans want everyone's child to have economic opportunity. They want to have the best health care, safe neighborhoods, good schools. We radically disagree on how to achieve our shared goals. But that's what we should be talking about, our shared goals.
Mm-hmm.
Discussing the best way to achieve our shared goals, grounded in the founding principles of this nation, particularly freedom, economic freedom, religious freedom, political freedom. But we become a very lazy, slothful people who rather than doing, and I shouldn't say we have, a small segment that the cameras are on and the lights are on, because there's good work going on all over the country. And the problem is, or maybe it's not a problem, Trump's, you know, demonstrated he's a smart guy, and he's bringing the left to their knees. Literally, he's getting them to their knees.
I'd like you to elaborate, Jason, if I can just interrupt you for a second. I find that to be an interesting statement, and I'd like you to elaborate on that, because I think a lot of people would disagree with that. Why do you say that?
Well, there's a great book by Mark Lilla called Once and Future Liberal. It just came out 2 weeks ago. And Mark Lilla argues that, and he's a liberal, that if the left doesn't abandon identity politics, they'll cease to be a viable political force in America. It feels like success because they're getting earned media, they're getting publicity, they have athletes standing for their cause. And so it feels like there's success. But what's happening is all across America, There are Teamsters, you know, there are people in unions all across the country who always voted Democrat and feel traditionally aligned with the Democrat Party. But they were Marines, they were sailors, seamen, soldiers, and they are repulsed by this, absolutely repulsed.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is cutting right down the line of the heart of the Democrat Party. And you know, we're watching the political left commit suicide. We're watching, I call them the alt-left. We're watching the alt-left literally slay the traditional political left. And it's as if they're addicted to it. You know, it's sort of like that old video we saw as school children with the monkey that had the banana in the box and it couldn't pull the banana out. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't just open its hand and take its hand out of the box. It's as if they have this and they're just white-knuckling it. And as a Republican, I can sit back and say, this is great. This is wonderful for us, for electoral politics. As an American, I think it's horrible. And it doesn't represent the truth. And the truth is, you know, our founding fathers were not saints, but they had a vision for a political community that was better than who they were and where they came from. And they created this beautiful polity grounded on the dignity of the human person. They, and then for generation after generation, our ancestors have clawed and
Jason, gotta take a real quick break here for a commercial. I apologize. So I'm going to continue on in the next segment. See, the final segment of KER Politics, I think you're making a very good point about the Democrats cooking their own goose. I do believe you're correct. And you know what? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Not even Canadian Thanksgiving. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Alrighty, here to wrap up KER Politics, chatting right now with Jason Jones, very interesting guy, filmmaker, author, founder of an organization called Cerium USA, really has the, in my opinion, the best interests of the United States at heart. Very, very bright guy. Jason, let's talk about the ultimate direction that we may be headed in. Right now, we're very, very polarized as a society. Where do you think this is going to go? You think Trump is a genius because he is, in effect, really working America to his advantage and to the advantage, I think, probably of America becoming a better place. Let's talk about that.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I think there's an opportunity for that. I do think that Trump is playing the left for the political gain for the Republican Party. But I would hate to see the right become as cynical and as manipulative as the left in its use of identity politics. As a conservative, I was listening to Cornel West yesterday. And Cornel West, although I disagree with him 100, completely on how he's observing this whole catastrophe with the NFL, he was very thoughtful. He was very charitable to conservatives. And I would hope that kind of discussion takes place. Unfortunately, when, tempers flare, mm-hmm. when you have an aggrieved group, people who really believe that African Americans aren't being treated fairly by police, which I do not believe that's a problem. Maybe I'm naive. And then you have others, like me, veterans, who are really offended when you see athletes taking a knee on the flag because, we feel that they're disrespecting this great nation. When you stop and pause and think that's not what they're trying to do. If you want to be charitable, you can say they really want to bring attention to these social problems. I wouldn't be so charitable. I think it's just a lazy, cheap theatrics. I think there's probably a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
But what I hope happens, what I would love to see happen, is some humility from the players' union, from the owners, and from Trump. And they owe it the American people an apology, for invading the civil society, for invading football, for invading our Sundays with their politics.
Mm-hmm.
A free people is a people where there is a world beyond politics. We don't want politics invading every level of our life. That's totalitarianism. That's statism. And I want my church to be free of the influence of the state. I want my neighborhood to be free from the influence of the federal government. I want my NFL to be free from political warfare. You know, we know the radical left, they're totalitarians. And they don't believe anything is beyond the world of the political. But as Americans, grounded in the Anglo-American political tradition, you know, we want to put politics in a very little box. And we want a thriving, vibrant, happy, diverse community. And unfortunately, we're seeing Trump figuring out the magic that he can jujitsu the left to expose how anti-American they really are. And I don't believe these athletes are anti-American, but those special interest groups, the George Soros-funded front groups and organizations that do hold sway over the Democrat Party, they're using these athletes to achieve their goal, which is to divide and destroy America.
So in your opinion, basically people like Soros are the ones that are really behind this, what I would have to call inappropriate protest. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you can look from the very beginning to, we already forget about the Occupy Wall Street movement with its rapes and its murders and its destruction of the environment and neighborhoods and communities. Now we have Antifa. You know, when you find someone who defines themselves by what they're against, you know what they're for is really ugly. So the quote-unquote anti-fascists who carry Soviet flags, they're totalitarian socialists. The good news for us is these aren't hardened Russian peasants who've been booted around by the czars for generations.
Mm-hmm.
These are snowflakes who play PlayStation and smoke pot in their parents' basement.
Right.
In between, you know, their social activism. So they're not anything to be feared but pitied, and they're an annoyance, and now they really are distracting and dividing. And you know, here's my other big problem with all of this: the hopelessness that this spawns in young African Americans. There's never been more opportunity for anybody in this country than right now. There's never, you know, there's discrimination. We have to acknowledge, we all have to acknowledge things are better than they've ever been. You can look to someone like Muhammad Ali with his controversy and his irreverent behavior, but what he set out to do was to put forward against generations of institutional racism, segregation, Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
He put forward a vision of a beautiful, dignified black man, thoughtfully, consciously, step by step. Was he irreverent? Yes. Was he offensive? Yes. But was he truly empowering young men, giving them a vision? Yes. But what is this social justice warfare snowflake theatrics doing? It's leading young people to despair, to not trust the police. Most police are good. You know, Trump is getting the left to come out and say the police are horrible. That's not all of our experiences with our friends and family members and community members who are in the police. And that's something that's being lost in this conversation, too. The scapegoating of the men and women who are forced to police the most broken communities in our society. Rather than throwing stones at them, making scapegoats out of them, we should say, what have we failed to do as a community to address the needs of these neighborhoods? Instead of blaming the police, who are the ones that are forced to, you know, it's their job to police what we failed to do. There's a high school in Chicago, Harper High School. You are more likely to be shot going to high school at Harper High than you are if you join the United States military. I'd like to have these conversations. What's going on in these neighborhoods? But we're not having those conversations. Instead, we're discussing the theatrical stunts. We had an act of Muslim terrorism in a church this week. Are we discussing that? Are we discussing a Muslim from Khartoum in Sudan, Khartoum, which has been waging a war of genocide against black Christians in Africa and in Sudan, the Nuba? Right now they're waging a war of genocide against the Nuba and Darfur. There was a war of genocide against the Dinka. And now we have a Muslim in the United States went to shoot up a church this week. We're not discussing that. No. We're discussing cheap stunts, cheap theatrics.
You know, I would have to say if this thing evolves, which I think it very possibly could, Jason, if this evolves into an avenue for discussion, more discussion, I would have to say it's probably a good thing. But the one comment that I would have to make is that I think it's really, on the record, I think it's in poor taste. I think it's in poor taste to, in fact, not respect the American flag. I think that's something that probably is. I mean, it's a very, very dramatic action. There's no question about that. And a lot of people would say, well, it takes a dramatic action in here to solve what's going on. And I would have to say that that's something I really don't disagree with, or I don't agree with.
Well, I disagree, actually. I don't think it takes dramatic action. I think it takes long-suffering, patient work in your own community. It takes waking up every morning and going down to the local cafe where there are other business leaders in your neighborhood that are working together to address the problems of your community. It takes getting to know your local, your state representative. It takes going on ride-alongs with your police force to see what the needs are in your own community. Being a real leader isn't fun, it isn't glamorous, it doesn't get you on television, it costs your own money, it costs your own time. It means going to meetings with a lot of disagreeable people under fluorescent lights, drinking bad coffee, and eating stale donuts on your Saturday when you'd rather go fishing. That's what it is to be involved in the life of your community.
I have to say, I don't disagree with that at all, because I happen to be pretty active in my community. I don't disagree with that. All I'm saying is I think the awareness level. We're having this conversation because it really is in the news right now. Your opinion is very, very valid. My opinion is valid to me, and I think there's a heck of a lot more agreement between us than anything else. I think I've learned a lot from this conversation. I hope that you folks out there have too. Jason Day, thank you so much, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.